Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 500 of the Big Boo Cast. On this episode, Melanie and I are going to talk about how we finally got to episode 500 after almost 19 years of podcasting. We're going to talk about the new season of America's Sweethearts, Dallas Cowboys Cheerleaders, and we're going to talk about Caroline's recent trip to the Amazon. We would love for you to join us on Patreon. If you haven't done that yet, it's at patreon.com/bigboo. We have three subscription levels, $5, $8, $10. And our most recent episode is all about our hard nose of summer. We also have our live book club coming up next week on June 30th. And we're going to be talking about Catherine Stockett's new novel, The Calamity Club. Stop by our Amazon shop to see some of the things that we love and love to use. That's at amazon.com/shop/bigboo. And we have a teeny tiny handful of tickets remaining for our Dallas live show. That's November the 5th. It's going to be so fun. We would love for you to join us. So check out that link in the show notes if you're interested. Alrighty, everybody. Thanks so much for being here for episode 500. Hey, everybody. This is Sophie. This is Big Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
Happy 500th episode.
500 episodes. What a milestone this is.
What a milestone we have not planned for at all. What a celebration. And we have no way to tangibly celebrate other than to just be here and say, happy 500.
Happy 500 episodes. It's like I told you, and you know math is problematic for me. And apparently sure. So, because I was thinking, I was like, so how many years? Because I'm like, I know we started in 2007, but as everybody knows, it was very inconsistent. So certainly. I think we probably got to at least 2014 with maybe 10 episodes in the bag, you know, like that may be generous, maybe 20.
Yeah, yeah,
but I
yeah.
was thinking, and I was like, well, that is, I was like, if you do 100 episodes a year, that would just be five. And I was like, oh, but there are only 52 weeks in a year.
Yes.
So it made me think, like, really, that means that, like, for the better part of 10 years, we've been consistent.
Good for us.
Yeah.
I mean, what an accomplishment. Us. And I the other part of the math was we also have Patreon, and we've done special episodes on the regular feed, and then we have Patreon. So then I was trying this morning. I was like, well, I want to add it up and know how many total episodes we've done. And I gave up on that. I mean, really within a matter of minutes, because it was too much. I don't know how many. I know we've done probably over 200 on Patreon. I don't know how many special episodes we've had in our regular feed. So we're just going to sit right here and say this is episode 500. So happy 500.
Happy 500 to you, my friend. Nobody I would rather be on this journey with.
I would say the same. I can't imagine anybody who would have put up with either of us, right?
Sometimes the Lord just knows.
I mean, I don't know what David and I were talking about last week, but no, it's when I was in therapy and I was talking to Laura, and I was like, we were talking about, you know, how I'm ADD-ish and all that kind of stuff. And she was wanting to know, like, does that impact you with work? And I was like, oh no, Melanie and I are same with all that stuff.
Yeah.
Like, we both aren't really ones to get real wrapped up in a lot of, like, this has to be finished by here.
Yes.
And we both tend to roll with it. Thank the Lord that we both
do.
Tend to roll with it.
Neither one of us really have a set schedule nor agenda. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like a lot of people by this point would be like, we record every single week at this time. This is how long we do it. We get our Patreon episodes done by this time. And we're like, well, I want to sit and watch baseball this day. So how about if we do it next week? You know, how about it works for us.
I told you today, I was like, listen, if you want to spend time with Caroline, we can record tomorrow. Yeah. And, you know, I'm nothing makes me happier than a changed plan or a canceled plan.
Yes. Yes.
And so I'm always game to just sort of roll with it. I thought today, you know, I've had a lot of TV goals sort of tucked away, things that I want to watch. And but I saw today there's a British series that I didn't know about. And I think it would be right up your alley, too.
Oh.
But it's only on BritBox, but it's called, it's A Woman of Substance. It's the Barbara Taylor Bradford, novel.
Uh-huh.
But there's a 2026 rendition they've done a season of. Oh. And when I saw the description of it, listen, in 1910s Yorkshire.
Say no more. Say no
Emma
more.
Emma Hart is an ambitious maid with big dreams and a bigger forbidden romance. First love, then betrayal. Decades later, Emma's a rich tycoon in New York. Because, see, she used to be in Yorkshire in the 1910s, but she's a rich tycoon in New York. She has air conditioning by now, I bet.
Yeah, that's right.
And she's determined, a great wardrobe. Yes, and she's determined to get revenge. And so that's moved way up my list. That's going to be this week's goal for me.
For sure. Say no more. I'm sold. Yeah. You tell me 1910, you tell me Great Britain, you throw out a Yorkshire and New York in the 20s. You think I'm not in for that? That has my name written all over it. As soon as I finish, listen, I'm powering through DCC right now. And okay. I'm not quite finished.
Can we talk about it for a second?
Yes, let's do, please.
Because I do, I finished it last week. I watched it, I think, over the course of 2 days.
Okay.
Tell me where you are in it. I certainly don't want to spoil anything for you.
Yeah, I don't want to, and here's the thing. I know about Reese at this point. I see where that's headed because I've seen headlines pop up. Because, you know, it's like Instagram and Facebook have said, we see who you are, so we're going to feed you this information. But I'm at the point where they're getting ready for the Christmas show, and there has been a mishap. And so I don't want to spoil it for anybody who hasn't watched it yet. And so and so they're having to regroup, which brings me to my thing of I find it astounding that they don't have built-in alternates.
That you would be in the situation they find themselves in and you're having to call somebody.
Yeah, from 2 years ago.
From 2 years ago.
Yeah.
I agree with you. I thought the same thing. But you remember that time they had the 38, and then Charlotte told them she didn't like that.
No,
she didn't
I know.
Like them. So I think they've for whatever reason, found themselves in a situation where this is just sort of how they have to do it, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. But I found that incredibly, I just thought, because you look at what they do, and it's so taxing that I'm like, the fact that they really haven't faced that situation more than they have is pretty unbelievable.
Yeah, I agree.
If your summer looks like mine, you're a little off your normal schedule. Maybe you're staying up a little bit late, you're traveling, you've got busy weekends, you're on the go, maybe you're in the airport and you could use an immune boost. Here's the thing, AG1 is one scoop every morning with 8 ounces of water that covers all your bases. AG1 is a daily health drink with multivitamin, pre and probiotics, superfoods, and antioxidants. It's one scoop. The next gen formula delivers 75 plus ingredients backed by 4 clinical trials. It's clinically shown to support gut health, fill common nutrient gaps, and improve key nutrient levels within 3 months. AG1 is the thing that has made the biggest difference in my health journey over the last several years. I can't recommend it enough. It just gives me the nutritional support I need and the immune support I need every single day, no matter where or how you start your morning. Visit drinkag1.com/bigboo to get a free morning person hat and a free AG1 flavor sampler in your welcome kit with your first AG1 subscription, an $82 value. That's drinkag1.com/bigboo.
Okay, so I always like it. I could watch a live feed of rehearsal every night. Like, I'm not looking for a lot of plot necessarily.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I just, in the grand, and there were things that I liked. Like, I feel like we saw some situations where Judy and Kelly came to the realization that with this particular generation of young women, they're going to have to change and adapt how they do things.
Yes.
Because maybe the way they've always communicated isn't, it's understood or as I don't know. There's a higher expectation from the women on the squad in terms of how Judy and Kelly communicate. I think all that's great. I think it's great to see. I think it's great for them to learn. I thought it was encouraging to watch them adapt.
Yeah.
But by and large, I feel like nothing happened.
Yeah. I mean, I would kind of, I mean, that's where I am, because I don't know how many episodes I have left. What, two maybe at this point? But yeah, I didn't feel like a whole lot happened. I didn't feel like there was anybody. I thought Faith from Australia was interesting to see kind of her trajectory. But I felt like we spent a lot of time talking about her ponytail. And it's like we didn't have some of the character development. Like last year, I feel like we really got into like Jada's life and what she had overcome and like her relationship with her dad. And then Reese, I felt like we really got a deep dive into her. And Shondi, we saw her and her kind of her struggles. And this year so far, I'm like, we really haven't done that with any characters.
Here was my take on that. This is what came to me as I was wrapping it up, because there were a couple of times where we got so bogged down in the ponytail.
Yeah.
There were just a couple of things I felt like we got real bogged down in, where I was like, this is kind of boring, but okay.
Yeah.
I think that they had this huge breakout year on Netflix.
Yeah.
And I feel like everybody came back and they really behaved. You know
yes.
what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
I thought, oh, this is an awareness of how many eyes are on us at this point in time, and we are all really behaving.
Yes.
I just needed a small scandal of some sort.
Yes.
You know, just and even the whole thing with the girl who came back and tried out and her mom was so upset. That happened early on, you know.
Yeah.
Like, and then they never addressed it. We never saw what happened with her mom and with Judy and Kelly. Like, it was...
No.
It was completely off the table. And so I don't know. It'll be interesting to see how they handle that kind of thing moving forward, because in order to have a good show, you need something to go wrong.
Yeah.
And it just felt like it was one learning opportunity after another, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Which again, good for them, but I don't know that that's as interesting to watch.
Yeah. Well, but I do think it's that thing of that Netflix opened their eyes to, because I think that clearly what we saw back, if you used to watch it in, you know, the OG days, like in CMT, you saw like the whole, like kind of flaws and all of what it was. Like it was very raw and a little messier. But you also saw that they worked very hard to have a very carefully cultivated image of the DCC.
Yes.
Like it's everything has to look a certain way. And so I just feel like that was very mindful going into this episode of this season, where it's like, we don't want anything to look messy or like we don't have it handled. And I think that's why Kelly and Judy were working so hard. Listen, Kelly's passing out books on leadership.
I know.
And, you know,
yes,
having dinners with them where they're talking about
learning
how can
to
we
tell
be better.
The girls, that they love them.
Yes.
I mean, but again, I think that it is different working. Yeah, you know, when you've got a group of Gen Z women, that's a whole different deal than it would be when you were working with Gen X women.
Oh, for sure.
And so, listen, what we never expected was that anybody would affirm us.
Oh,
yeah.
No, that wasn't. What are you talking about?
But Gen Z, they do, and they'll let you know if they, which is my favorite thing about them.
Yeah.
But I just think sometimes watching Kelly and Judy navigate the Gen Z mentality, you know, with all of their language about their mental health and their emotions and all that kind of stuff, which again is wonderful. You see the age gap. So I do think it's commendable that they're trying, you know, they're trying to meet them where they are. It's just a different vibe than like the CMT or, you know, even when that last season with Victoria and her mom, like we're not really getting any nitty gritty with them.
No, behind the scenes. You're not getting a lot of that for sure. And I think that's an interesting thing. And I also think it's such a, it was fascinating for me for them to watch the girls have to see the negative feedback on social media and how much that's exploded, where I'm like, man, because I'm like, sports, we do it all the time where you're like, that quarterback was an idiot. Why didn't he make that throw? Whatever. But I'm like, so we have a bunch of people in their sweatpants sitting on their couch eating ice cream sandwiches, hand raised in the air, saying, well, those lines don't look very clean.
That's right.
You know what I mean? And then going online to weigh in on it. Like, I'm just... I don't know. I just think that's such a fascinating thing that you feel like you need to go on and criticize when we all see how hard they work. So I'm like, I don't know that any of us would certainly do any better. So
right.
I don't know.
It's interesting.
It is.
Okay. What else are you watching? What else you got going on there?
Okay, I'm super excited to tell y'all about Superpower today. So Superpower is a new thing to me, and maybe you've been like me, where you've left a doctor's appointment and you're trying to manage your health and you take all these supplements and you're wondering, am I doing all the right things? Am I on the right track? Am I giving my body what it needs? Am I just giving my body a bunch of expensive supplements that aren't doing anything? So let me tell you about Superpower. Superpower sends a licensed professional to your home, or you can visit a nearby lab. It's one simple blood draw with over 100 biomarkers, which is way more than you usually get. So you get a real understanding of your body and what's going on. So their app includes detailed information on your heart, your liver, your thyroid, your hormones, your metabolism, vitamin mineral levels, even environmental toxins. So from disease prevention to treating your brain fog to optimizing what you're doing at the gym, Superpower is the most comprehensive and advanced system out there. So I'm always wondering, like, how much sleep do I need? What should my diet focus on? So this is why I'm so excited, because what Superpower does is give you an actionable health plan based on your results. So they give you recommendations, prescription suggestions like peptides, can be bought through Superpower so you don't have to go anywhere else. They tell you lifestyle and behavioral adjustments. You even get your true biological age so you can track that over time. And then Superpower doesn't just give you a one-time snapshot. It tracks your results. Each test builds on the last so you can see your progress year after year instead of starting over every January. They have an on-demand care team to answer questions. This is what I've been waiting for. So you can also upload all your past lab results inside of the Superpower app. You can keep track of everything so you can see where you are making progress over the years. This is the way to quit reacting to health problems and to be proactive about improving your health based on your real personalized data. I love that you can get insights into 100 plus of your biomarkers, your cholesterol, your iron, your sodium, your testosterone, so many more, and then get a personalized protocol. This is a game changer to me. Make this year the year you stop guessing about your health with Superpower. For a limited time, our listeners get $20 off to unlock their new health intelligence. Head over to superpower.com and use code BIGBOO for $20 off your membership. That's code BIGBOO, and after you sign up, they're going to ask how you heard about Superpower. Do us a favor if you could and tell them the Big Boo Cast sent you and support the show. Listen, I really debated whether or not I want to bring this to public attention. But what has happened was, while Caroline was in the Amazon last week, I was like, I need something to distract me. And so What I did was jumped into, and I had seen different buzz about things that had happened in the drama. And so what I decided to do was watch season 10 of Summer House.
I commend it. I think good for you to really to be aware that we're having a little bit of a pop culture moment when it comes to Summer House. And you said, I am not afraid. I'm not intimidated. I'm gonna go head first into this thing and just see where it takes me.
I did. And I'm going to say, I knew very little of the Summer House world. Like, I just, that has totally been off my radar. It's been on for 10 years. There's 10 seasons, but I totally missed that. And I really think until like season 8 or 9, I don't think that it had the like focus that it has, because I think that's when things really went off the rails. Okay. And so I had texted my friend Hillary and I said, hey, because she had said she watches it. So I was like, she was like, no, just start with season 10 and you can Google anything you need to know. And I felt like I could fill in the blanks. And I'm going to say that was the best choice, because after watching season 10, I was like, I could not have watched 9 previous seasons of this particular show.
Right.
But what I'm going to say, the thing that really threw me off was when I was watching it, and you're trying to figure out, so the whole premise is it's this group of kind of New Yorkers, young New Yorkers, and they have a summer house in the Hamptons where they all go. It's a summer share house, and then they film them. And so you've had different relationships, you've had different things. But when they started off and said, what I found out that Carl on it is 41 and Kyle is 43.
Let me tell you something.
I was not ready for that development.
I'm not as far into it as Melanie is. I also started with season 10 this past week, and I am only on episode 2 or 3. I mean, I haven't watched much at all.
Yeah.
But when I saw them arrive, I was like, oh, I thought these were people like in their 20s.
That same. That's what I thought I was signing on for.
So I Googled it, and I immediately texted Melanie and went, wait, hold on. Carl's in his 40s? Yeah. She was like, oh, yeah, and Kyle's 43.
Yeah.
So that does... Because, I mean, I remember being 41 and 43, right? Yeah. I mean, I remember this stage of my life.
Yes.
And it was not a stage for heading off to the Hamptons and taking turns throwing parties and then documenting the fallout of
no,
it.
You know? That's I mean, my summer house at 41 was called the Alamo Heights Pool. And what I did was roll up with an alligator floaty in a bag full of dive toys. And fed somebody a grilled cheese. That's what I was doing at 41. So the fact that these people are having these big parties and then they leave and they're like, who's going out tonight? And then they're going out till 2 or 3 in the morning. And then when they celebrated Kyle's 43rd birthday, I was like, I don't understand what's happening. This is a different life than what I understand. And then there's a couple that's having marital problems. And I want to say, yes, because you're in a summer house and y'all are too old and you're married. What are you doing?
Because you're a DJ and you're 43.
Yes. That's the guess.
If I could just weigh in as a stranger.
That's what I'm saying.
I really feel like we may need to do a Patreon on just on season 10 of Summer House. I really think that, I don't know. I may change my mind, but right now I feel like I have some observations that maybe it might be good to share with the group. But I'm excited to be watching it. Don't misunderstand me.
No, it's a summer, like I told Gully, I said, this is my summer of brain rot, apparently. Like, I read a lot of books in the spring, and I'm kind of whatever, but I've moved into summer house. But I'm going to tell you that I watched all of it, and I was glad for the distraction. And then I watched all 3 reunion episodes.
Really what I'm in it for, is just to get to the reunion.
That's what I'm saying, because that's when all the scandal and the drama happens, and it's something. And so I was totally sucked into that. But then I finished all 3 reunion episodes, and I was like, great, I'm done with this. Now I can say I know culturally what this was and what all the buzz was on the internet. And they were like, stay tuned for the aftermath. And I was like, oh my gosh, there's more. And then there's a whole follow-up called In the City, which is once they get back to the city. So that's when I was like, I need to take a break and watch the Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders. I need a palate cleanser, because it was too much. It was too much. I just felt myself, I got in such mom mode where I wanted to sit everybody down and give them a lecture about life choices.
That's
and
right.
Their behavior and what led to them getting to this place in life and how they needed to do better. You know,
you can't expect that this won't have consequences, right?
That's it. Mm-hmm. If you're there, like you said, if you're 43 and are starting off your new career as a DJ, and your wife has said, hey, I want you to quit staying out so late and partying, and you've specifically chosen a career that is, by definition, staying out late and partying, just feels problematic. I feel like one of the things I remember about having a teenager in summer is they're on the go so much more, and they're spending money because they're going to the movies with their friends, or they're getting dinner, or they're doing just stuff that's out of the norm. And so I want to tell you today about Cash App. For all of the parents out there with teenagers, we know you're already trying to keep a million different things under control, but Cash App is here to make sure that your teen's money and their spending isn't adding to that craziness. So with the Cash App, available to teens 13 to 17 with sponsorship by an eligible parent or guardian, every transaction triggers a real-time notification for you to see. So it empowers your teen to practice independence while giving you peace of mind, because it keeps track of their spending. So you can manage everything directly from your own Cash App account without having to switch between the two. So it makes it simple to stay connected with your teen's financial activity in a way that's both efficient and empowering. Because here's the thing, nobody wants unnecessary surprises. With Cash App, there are no monthly fees, no minimum balance requirements, no hidden charges when sending or receiving money. With the Cash App card, you and your teen's balances receive 24/7 fraud monitoring, and if the card ever gets lost, you have the ability to lock their card right from your phone in just one tap. It's time to start focusing on your teen's financial learning and growth instead of stressing about the fine print. If you're ready to give your teen more independence while staying in the loop, start by downloading Cash App and sponsoring their account today. Cash App customers can earn $10 if they use code FAMILY10 in their profile at sign up and send $5 to a friend within 14 days. Terms apply. Cash App is a financial services platform, not a bank. Banking services provided by Cash App's bank partners, prepaid debit cards issued by Sutton Bank, member FDIC, Cash App Visa Debit Flex Visa cards issued by Sutton Bank, member FDIC, and the Bancorp Bank, N.A., pursuant to a license from Visa USA, Inc. See terms and conditions for the Sutton prepaid card, Sutton debit flex card, and Bancorp debit flex card. Savings provided by Cash App, a Block 8 brand. Visit cash.app/legal/podcast for full disclosures.
Now, in other news, you sprained your ankle last week.
I did. Y'all, listen, it has been a thing. And it's, I told Caroline this story last night when she got home because I didn't want to text it to her while she was gone because it needed context. And also, but the look she gave me, I thought, oh, this is when she starts making the list of like looking at me, seeing if it's time for me to go into a nursing home. You know, like sure. I could see it on her face where she was like, once you start to fall. So it was the dumbest of all injuries. And here's what I've thought. This is what was so humbling about it. You know, I take Mabel out on like a run walk every single day. And there have been times where I've thought, I really hope I don't hurt myself doing this with Mabel, you know, because it's just a lot of like running and she turns and stops and all that stuff.
Sure.
So I'd kind of had that on my radar. And what happened was, is I went to the nail salon. I'm going to this new nail salon. It's really great. It's a really small room. It's two ladies.
This is how all injury stories start, right?
I went to the nail salon. And so Lynn did my nails. They looked great. I was super happy. I think the only thing I can figure out is I was sitting at a weird angle and I had my legs crossed at a weird angle because they don't totally fit under the table. And so when I've stood up, what happened was my right foot was, I guess, dead asleep, but I didn't have any pins or needles or anything. And so when I tell you that I stood up and I just fell, but I kind of caught myself. And then I was so embarrassed and what is happening? Because I really thought, am I having a stroke? Like, what's happening? This has never happened to me. Uh-huh. So I was like, I'm fine. And then I tried to stand up again and my foot still didn't work. And at that point is when I absolutely fell, like totally wiped out. Poor Lynn was so freaked out. I think she was probably like, and I've only gone to her a couple of times. So I told Perry, I said, there's a good chance that she thinks I'm like a day drinker. You know what I mean?
You've gotten in the sauce. You've gone to get your nails done.
That's it. I'd had a margarita lunch. And I was like, I'm
fine. Your Stanley cup was spiked.
Yes. But yeah. I mean, I fell. And it's really a wonder that I did not hurt myself, but my ankle immediately hurt so bad. And I stood up, but then I was like, you know, it's the adrenaline of and it really, truth be told, kind of freaked me out where I was like, what happened? What did I just do? And I told Perry, I said, listen, the good thing is they do such a good job on my nails. I'll go back because otherwise I would never show my face in there again. I would never go back ever. But there was this one, and then here's what made it worse, is there was this one older lady who was waiting to get her nails done, and she looked at me, and she was much older than me, and she said, oh, honey, don't worry about it. It happens. And I wanted to be like, not to me.
It does happen.
Listen, I lift weights. I do stuff. I'm too young to fall. So I have been so careful about how I sit, how I stand. So anyway, I got home. I managed to drive home. And I was like so rattled. And then I got home and I told Perry, because I parked on the street, because our driveway is kind of precarious anyway, because it's got a lot of loose gravel. And so he was like, what's going on? And I was like, I think I sprained my ankle. He was like, what'd you do? I was like, I fell at the nail salon.
I stood up
and I hurt myself. And so he immediately got a bucket of ice water and submerged my foot in it. And I'm better. It really is so much better than it could have been, because even the last couple of days I've put on my hiking boots, managed to walk Mabel around the neighborhood as long as my ankle is secure. But it was pretty swollen that first couple of days.
No doubt.
Oh my gosh.
I was concerned you had fractured it. And
yeah.
You know, and so I, of course, urged x-rays, but Melanie and Perry had a whole strategy that did not involve having to get an x-ray.
So it ended up being, it's fine. So it's on the mend. It's still a little bit sore. And so I'm, having to kind of take care of it. But Mabel and I have been, because that was my whole thing, is I was like, Mabel and I both need our emotional wellness walks. That's such a part of our day. And so for 2 days we didn't go. And I was like, this is not good for my mental health to not be able to get out and walk and all that. And so so day three, I was kind of like, and you had told me that when Jackson sprained his ankle, the doctor was like, just walk on it.
Yeah,
and so I was like,
You got to walk on it. You can race it, but you got to walk on it. Yeah.
Yeah. And so I had my little Hoka hiking boots. And so I've just laced those up and, which I laughed because I had them on with my little tennis skirt. And I went, and Perry's like, you kind of look tough. And I was like, well, that's really what everybody says about me. Is that Melanie? Is
that's
really
the first
tough.
Thing I think of when I think right? about you. It's just, she's really tough.
Just tough.
She's so tough.
She's so tough. Y'all know how much I love Element all year round, but the lemonade iced tea has really been a game changer for me this summer. It is the most delicious afternoon pick-me-up for me. The hydration and the electrolytes give me so much more energy. I feel good. I don't get that middle-of-the-day headache because it's so hot outside, even though it's so hot outside. I love it so much. So Element Lemonade Iced Tea uses a full black tea extract, not isolated caffeine, plus a meaningful dose of electrolytes. It's free of sugar, artificial colors, or other sketchy ingredients, so it is the perfect afternoon treat. It's built on the same formula as Element's core drink mix, so it's sodium, potassium, magnesium at levels shown to support optimal hydration. So the result is a noticeably steadier feeling. You have less spike, less drop without the crash that comes from other caffeinated drinks. They have refreshing new flavors for the workday, the weekend, and every sip in between. I love my Element. You can get a free 8-count sample pack of Element's most popular drink mix flavors with any purchase at drinklmnt.com/boo. Find your favorite flavor or share with a friend. Try Element totally risk-free. If you don't like it, they'll refund your order. No questions asked.
Now, so, but speaking of people who actually are tough.
Yeah.
Caroline went to the Amazon. Caroline, who holds multitudes.
Yes.
Went to the Amazon last week. And I will say, when she posted pictures of her in the water with something
gosh.
Called a pink dolphin. I didn't even know there was such a creature.
Mm-mm.
And when I saw the dolphin's mouth open, I sent Caroline a message and I said, I really want to know more about this dolphin's teeth. And she messaged me back and said, I don't think you do. So I feel like she had a time.
We're going to have her on Patreon we're going to record later this week and talk to her about the trip. So I don't want to say too much, but I'm going to say she had the time of her life. She loved it. I mean, this was not a trip. She said our friend Mary Catherine, who runs Justice Mercy International, the group she went with, Mary Catherine was like, now we need to get your mom to go. And Caroline's like, my mom's never coming on this trip. It would kill her. It would kill her.
We should clarify for people that on this trip, you sleep in a hammock on a boat.
You sleep in a hammock on a boat. And
there's no chili pad.
No.
There are no Bowl and Branch sheets.
No, there are not. There are not.
No cooling pillows.
No.
None of that.
No, not a multiple. And Caroline said her hammock was so close to her friend Anna Grace's hammock that literally she said, and you sleep head to foot next to, but she said, literally, she said, I slept right next to Anna Grace's feet and she slept right next to my feet. Like that's how
that's
slept.
That's just what we would like to do. We've often said, wouldn't that be a dream?
Wouldn't that be great? Just to be two spoons in some hammocks. Just
no, ma'am.
In the heat and the humidity. I mean, she said, she was like, you can shower. You shower on the boat. She said, it's a cold shower. She goes, but you're relieved for the cold shower, so you don't care. And she said, but you go brush your teeth at the back of the boat where there's sinks. And so she said, really, I did not feel clean. She said, I felt dirty for a week. Like she said, because it's just so humid and you never feel dry. And, and so she's telling me this, I'm like, so what was the good part? Tell me. And then the whole thing with the pink dolphins. Cause when I saw that picture, I was like, to be in the water. But this was the thing that makes me laugh about Caroline is, so she's been there, y'all. She caught a piranha. She climbed a tree. She swam with these pink dolphins. She got in the Amazon River. And last night she was sitting in her chair and we could hear all of a sudden this fluttering behind the shutters on our window. And she was like, oh my God, is that a moth? And I had to kill the moth because bugs freak her out.
Mm-hmm. Well, but I mean, she can't kill it at everything, right?
No,
she's got it. She's allowed a couple of places where she sort of internally collapses.
Yeah.
Because those areas are few and far between in her life, I feel like.
This is the part of the trip I'm going to tell you about because this is the part that I currently have a beef with in my ongoing grievances in my attempts to besmirch American Airlines at every chance I get. So the way you fly, so when Caroline started the trip, she flew, she left here at 5:30 in the morning, she flew to Houston, because of course you can't get a direct flight out of San Antonio. Then she flew to Miami. Then she met up with the group in Miami. They fly to Panama City, Panama, and then from Panama City, Panama, they fly to Manaus, Brazil. So that's how you get there. On the way home, so by the time she got to Manaus, she had been up for 24 hours. So by the time they got on the boat, she was like, I did crash for about 3 hours because I'd been up for so long at that point.
Sure.
So on the way home, it's kind of the same. Like, they left Brazil, they fly to Panama City, they get to Miami. Well, when she got to Miami, they were landing at like 2:30, but they had advised you want to get a flight after 5 o'clock to go home because you don't know how long it's going to take to get through customs and you just never know what that's going to be.
Right.
So we had looked at all the flights and there just weren't a lot of good options to get her back to San Antonio after 5 o'clock, except for there was a nonstop American flight that left at 9:50 from Miami, landed in San Antonio at midnight. And okay. I was like, I feel like nonstop is your best bet. Like, I just, you know, because then you're you're not, you know, anytime there's a connection, and it was all weird stuff where it was like, we're not going to fly to Phoenix so then you can come back to San Antonio. You know, it's all so weird. So we put her on this nonstop American Airlines flight. She was able to get into the lounge at the airport. So she was like, this is awesome. I'm in the American Airlines lounge. I've got free, I'm drinking Shirley Temples and eating peanuts. She was real happy.
Dream come true.
Dream come true. Then she texts and she was like, now they're saying the flight's delayed till 10:10. And I was like, okay, keep me posted. Then she texts and she was like, we're on the plane. It's now showing it's taken off at 10:57. And I'm like, okay. Then she texts me and she was like, now they're saying that we're taking off. She said, I just got a text and nobody on the plane. Now, keep in mind, they're boarded. And she was like, nobody on the plane is saying it, but I just got a text that has let me know this flight is taken off at 6 a.m.
Oh, my word.
And so I get online, and sure enough, that's what the flight status is showing. And I'm like, that can't be right. Like, no way you have this whole huge plane full of people, and you can't figure this out. But sure enough, that is exactly what happened. And she was like, they've just let us know. She said, I can see everybody shaking their heads. They've just let us know that this flight is now not leaving till 6 a.m.
I don't know anybody who has consistently had more airline, like, just troubles than Caroline. But the common denominator besides Caroline in these troubles is American Airlines.
It's always American Airlines. And so I'm going to say that American Airlines, you know, I've given them a lot of new slogans, but what I'm going to say is, we'll make you wish you'd taken a bus. That's that's their new, and I'm going to say, to add insult to injury, so American Airlines texts, because I'm on her flight updates, you know, it's texted me too, so it's like, sorry about the delay in your travel, here's a meal voucher.
Oh, thank you so much.
Do you know how much that meal voucher was for? $12. I'm like, what are you going to do, buy a bottle of water? You're at the airport. $12, yeah. American Airlines, to delay a flight.
That won't even get you a pack of trail mix at the airport.
That's what I'm saying. $12. And so she ended up, which I was so proud of her, apparently, because I started looking, because she was like, I've been up for 24 hours. I'm about to crash out. And I was like, I know. I was like, can you go back to the lounge? She's like, no, the lounge is closed. And so I was like, okay, let's see if we can find you a hotel close by so you can at least get some sleep and a shower. And so apparently there is an air hotel inside the Miami airport,
which, okay, good to know.
She figured that out, because I was like looking and I was like, oh, there's a Marriott residence, because you're also in Miami, so you're like, where do I want to send my 22-year-old in Miami at midnight by herself? And so you're trying to figure that out, and she was like, I'm in line to get a room, there's a hotel in the airport. She said, literally, like, I can walk out, I don't even have to take a shuttle. And I was like, great. So she got a room there, she called me, she said, I'm in my room, and she said, I'm not going to tell you a lot about this hotel until I'm home safely.
Okay.
But then she texted me at 4. So I said, text me as soon as you get to your gate. Let me know that you woke up. Let me know the flight's on time. Because United had a flight that was leaving at 7 a.m. So I was like, if American poops the bed on this deal, which they might, I'll put you on that United flight and get you home. And so she texted. She was like, it's 4:30 in the morning. I'm at the gate. Everything is fine. And I was like, okay. And she landed back in San Antonio at 8 a.m. yesterday morning.
Well, thank goodness.
She has made it. She had a phenomenal trip. I can't wait for y'all to hear about it, because she really had some cool stuff. So that's exciting.
Okay. I'm so glad she's home and safe and sound.
I know. Now, y'all had Jackson was there this weekend.
Yes, we have had Jackson this weekend, and it's been delightful. I've been so happy to see him. He and Alex had a wedding. One of their fraternity brothers got married Saturday night. And so, and that was a dicey situation because we had such bad weather in this part of the world. But it ended up being fine where they were able to drive for a while. The flood watches were so bad. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. But he came into town. We've had lots of good catch-up time. I've made hamburger steak and gravy, which is one of his favorites. I've fried chicken.
Mm-hmm.
I've made twice-baked potatoes. I've pulled out all the hits.
You really have.
Anyway, it's been so fun. And we actually had, when he and Alex went to the wedding, they left late Saturday afternoon. Ella had texted me. Well, Ella texted me Friday and said, "Miss Soph, how about we play some Mahjong? Because Ella has learned to play Mahjong." And I said, "That sounds great. Y'all come over." Well, it's we had people over working on the bathroom. And then David had asked one of the guy, Jake, if he would help install a new thermostat. Because we have a new Google Home, some kind of thermostat. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I won't go into all the details. But let's just say that what was perhaps going to be a 10-minute task stretched to the 4-hour mark, and I said, "Hey, what if I call the AC company?"
Yes.
And there was a reason why, but I ended up having to call the AC company. And I don't know if you are aware, Melanie, but if your thermostat is not on the wall, your air doesn't cut on and off.
Oh, because, I did not know that.
Yeah. Your thermostat needs to be operational so that you can know if it's supposed to be on. So there was no air moving in the house. And so I told David, I was like, "Listen, we're not having company if the air's not working, right?" That's me.
No, yeah. Nobody wants that.
So we ended up postponing. I texted Ella and I was like, "Listen, can we do this tomorrow night?" The AC company came. It turns out the drain pan of our unit It was stopped up.
And yeah, so that happens to us. That's a thing.
It got clogged. That's the word I'm looking for.
Yep.
So when they would put the new thermostat on the wall, because the drain pan was clogged, it was triggering something and it would cut the power to the unit. I don't know. They got it fixed, which
that's
we're
good.
So appreciative that they got it fixed. And I got the drain all settled. So we did have air conditioning when Jackson rolled into town, which was, I felt like, a bonus because that would have been no fun.
It's an amenity you like to provide for your guests.
It really
you
is.
Know?
Mm-hmm. And thankfully, it was not super sunny on Friday, so the house never really, like when the air came back on, it was 78 degrees inside.
Okay, that's not terrible. Yeah.
But all that to say, the Coonses ended up coming over Saturday night, and we played Mahjong.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, and when I'm the person who has the most knowledge about something, it's a dicey situation at best. Uh-huh. You know, if I'm responsible to see that the rules are communicated and enforced.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
we had such a good time. Stephanie is the most aggressive discarder I've ever known in my life. Like, so if she was getting rid of like a 3-dot, she'd be like, 3-dot! and 4-crack!
She wanted you to know.
And so we had a great time. They ended up staying over here until after 10. And so now I've pulled them into the Mahjong community. Next, I've got to get Casey. And Casey and Joel were at the lake, and I told her, I was like, "Hey, if you come back from the lake, come over, because we're going to play Mahjong Saturday night." But they stayed at the lake because the weather was good.
Yeah.
Anyway, I've tried to convince Alex and Jackson to let me teach them.
Mm-hmm.
That's not been met with any interest whatsoever.
Okay. Well, that's
but
a shame.
It was really fun. Ella did not win any of our matches. She's going to be so mad that I have announced that on the podcast because that's really an affront to her pride.
Mm-hmm.
She was so mad by the end of the night, but not seriously, but like low key, like really mad.
Mm-hmm.
David and I got so tickled at her. But anyway, that was super fun. Anyway, that's been our weekend.
It. Listen, that Enneagram 8, when they don't immediately kill it at something, that is really their worst nightmare.
It really is. And and the concentration, like the way that whatever her tiles were, that was all that existed in her world.
Yes.
In every game were those 13 tiles in front of her. and her willingness to absolutely dominate the rest of us, right? Mm-hmm. Like that's all she's, that's what she's got going.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So
that's all that mattered.
Fun. It was one of those things I thought if we were younger, this would be one of those nights where we play until like 3 a.m.
Yes,
you know?
I love that. That's so fun. Listen, you know how I dream of a game night.
Well, that was it, Melanie, because I was like, I'm finally getting my game night.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it was all I could do last night because you can play Mahjong with two people and you play two racks a piece. And I so wanted David to play, but I kept telling myself, it's Father's Day. This is not what he wants to do. It's Father's Day. This is not what he wants to do. And we did watch an obscene amount of soccer over the weekend, mm-hmm. as well as any opportunity to watch college baseball.
Yeah.
So we were kind of full up on the activity front yesterday, but I'm hopeful maybe tonight he'll want to play. So
no, that would be good. Listen, that would be great. Okay, and I feel like baseball, I feel like we're down to the final game is tonight, so by the time this comes out, we'll know. But I feel like it's Oklahoma and UNC, just like everybody projected. I mean,
absolutely. We were talking about it yesterday, and I said, I just, for Oklahoma.
Yes.
I mean, they just were okay during the season. But, I mean, truly one of those teams that just shifted into a different gear when they hit the postseason. And I find them to be, I mean, and North Carolina's great, too. But I just, they've been good all season.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know
mm-hmm.
that I thought that they would make it to the finals of the World Series.
No.
Listen, there's a lesson in here about pitching.
Yeah, for sure.
About what you've got in your bullpen.
Mm-hmm.
And really that just you can get a whole new fresh start when that postseason starts.
It's so true.
You never know where it'll take you. So
to me, it's affirmed what I've always said about baseball. It's like the team that gets hot at the end. It's the team that gets hot at the end. Because I think people start off hot and, you know, it doesn't finish up that well. But Oklahoma, man, they're an example of that this year.
And I've been really grateful for soccer because I feel like I said yesterday, it's a little bit of a bridge for me as we come out of college baseball season because I'm real sad about it being over.
Mm-hmm.
But it is fun to sort of, you know, pour my attention or turn my attention to the World Cup. And
We needed a sport. It's given us a sport when we don't normally have. It's always such a drought, I feel like, normally. And at least now we've got the World Cup and that to watch. So I do have to say one thing on a baseball-related note. I don't know if you happen to see, but it was big in my Aggie universe that Nolan Cain, who is an assistant coach. And who is a top recruiter, he had left to go to Texas with Schloss the Snake, mm-hmm. and he has now come back to A&M. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to say that felt really good to me. That felt
like
really,
a victory, didn't it?
It felt like a victory. And my understanding is, and the rumor boards are saying that it's because he had already signed his contract when Early got the job. And as soon as that buyout period ended, he said, see ya, and he left. And that just brought me a little bit of joy. So I'm real impressed with Coach Early, and we've also hired a new pitching coach. I feel real good about the decisions he's making. So
I'm so happy for you. I can only imagine when I saw that pop up. I think it was on my Instagram. I was like, oh, this is a good day for Melanie Schenkel.
It was a great day. So there you have it.
Alrighty, well, is it time for five favorites?
It's time for five favorites. I mean, what pressure to do the five favorites for our 500th episode,
kidding.
I mean, it feels like a landmark. I don't know when we started doing five favorites. That would be a whole other deep dive. Okay, my first one, this, I had been seeing all over Instagram different versions of this salad, and it's like a vinaigrette steak salad. And it's like you grill a steak in a pan, and then it's got tomatoes and cucumber and mozzarella, and there's different variations of it. And I just kept thinking, this looks so good.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but I kept thinking, what's your vinaigrette? Because a lot of people didn't put the recipe for the vinaigrette. And so I was like, what is it? But then I saw this one, which is a chimichurri vinaigrette that you make.
Yum.
And I made this last week, and I am going to tell you, it has become my whole personality now.
Okay.
Like, if there was one thing that I would eat every day for the rest of the summer, it would be this chimichurri vinaigrette steak salad. It is so fresh. It's so light. You can add, I added some arugula. I added some romaine to Perry's because he doesn't like arugula. So you can make it more salad-y. I also boiled some eggs to put in it.
You know what I'd put in here, Melanie?
What?
I'd put some peaches in this salad.
Oh, that would be really good. That would be really good. Yeah,
this is making my mouth water. This looks so delicious. I can hardly bear it.
No, it's so good. And that chimichurri is just delicious. Like, it's just the best. Like, I kind of just want to keep it so I could, like, just drink it every now and then from the refrigerator. Like, it's just, it tastes so good. And I've seen somebody else, I think it was Cheese Gal on Instagram, did like a chimichurri vinaigrette that she just put on like sliced tomatoes. Mm-hmm. So I think you could do so many variations of it, but this is a summertime meal keeper for me, because I feel like summer's hard sometimes with what I want to cook.
Yeah, no, so, this looks so good.
Yeah,
okay,
it's
I'm totally
really good.
Making this.
Yeah. Yeah, it's delicious. So the next thing, I had been seeing this, it's Caracelia, the brand on Amazon. It is a
but work. Of course.
But, yes. But of course, the very famous, it's like Lululemon and Caracelia.
Right.
But this is the women's tennis mini dress. It's got built-in shorts. It's a little romper dress. I love this. Now, this model, it looks much more showy on this model than it actually is.
Tell me what you mean by showy.
Well, I'm just saying it doesn't show. You don't have the cleavage. I personally did not have this amount of cleavage in it.
Okay.
Like, I find it more. Now, I got the medium. I probably could have done the small, but I didn't want it to fit like super tight. You know,
okay.
It's like I need room to breathe. But this is just a really cute little workout dress. It's a great length. It's got great shorts. This is the kind of stuff I love to wear in the summer when I'm walking Mabel or whatever. So, but you could wear it around. It's real cute. It comes in a million colors. Really like it. I would say size up if you're in between.
Okay. All right. It is so cute.
It's really cute. And so, but then I was on a thing where I was like, okay, I don't know what sports bra to wear with this, because so many of mine are like the T-back and this has like more of a U-back. So I found this Craze Yoga ribbed sports bra and I ordered that. And I love this. It's such a good, like, it's ribbed. It's got sewn in pads. It comes in a million different colors, but the way it fits, it would almost be a good, you know how you'll have stuff where you're like, I kind of need to wear a tank with this because it feels low or whatever.
Yeah, you could wear it like a tank, but
like,
it's not.
Yes. So it kind of is multi-purpose to me. Like, you could wear it like tank top-ish, and it would totally work. And so it's super cute. It's super soft. I love this. So if you want to get the dress, I think this is a great bra to wear under it if you need one.
Okay, that's such a good idea about the tank situation.
Yeah, because, you know, sometimes you don't want the whole full tank. Because
I never
want
the whole full tank.
No.
Know? I mean, but sometimes I have a couple of dresses that have a really deep V. And so this is a great idea.
Yeah,
yes.
I thought it was super cute. So I was like, I'll order this in a bunch more colors because it's just really good for that kind of thing, too.
Okay.
And it's also a good sports bra. So, I mean, it's multifaceted because you could totally wear it to go do Pilates or something. So
okay.
The next thing is, this is a new, I've really loved the Chris McMillan hair products.
Yes, you have. I will say you have really taken to the Chris McMillan products.
I have. And I will say that they sent me this and it was in a beautiful box. So I did not buy it because I don't think I would have bought it because I would have been skeptical of it, but it's the Glassy Smooth Hair Oil. I love this stuff. Like, I cannot tell you, you know, a lot of hair oils, I feel like they weigh your hair down, they make it, but this one is a spray. So the way you're supposed to use it is like when you have dry hair, you spray it into your hands and just like two spritzes for me. And you just rub your hands together and just kind of, I use it on like the, from the middle of my hair to the ends. And it just kind of like tames like anything that's frizzy or like any like flyaways. It just gives it a little more shine, but it's weightless. Like, it doesn't make it greasy. And so it just makes everything look a little more, I don't know, hydrated and shiny without weighing your hair down. So I'm super impressed with this.
Okay.
And it will be a repurchase for me for sure.
All right, let's go, Chris.
I know, but the bottle's a good size. So really looking at it, like if I do 2 to 3 spritzes, and the thing is it says you can use it like every single day, but I still think a bottle of it's going to last me at least 6 months, if not a year.
Okay.
And then the last thing, you know, I love Ranger Station candles. So I had seen this one. It popped up, I think, on my Instagram. I can't remember, but it's the Tennessee Tomato candle.
I want to hear more.
And I was skeptical because I was like, because you don't really think, man, this tomato smells great, you know?
and it's a tomato has a distinctive smell.
It does.
But I don't know I've ever thought about putting it in a candle.
No. You know? And so the name wasn't compelling to me. But then when I looked, so on the website, it says it smells like a vine-ripened tomato, the fresh scent of wet earth, dirt under your nails.
Mm.
It to me is the best summer candle. Like, I'm going to reorder these to get us through the whole summer. And like, Caroline even came home last night. She was like, that candle smells amazing. Like, it's just, it's kind of earthy and kind of, it's so hard to describe, but it's okay. It's fresh, but it's got a little spice to it almost.
I'm so intrigued.
I know, but it's not a flowery scent, and it's not a, it's kind of a cousin of, what's the candle that we love that's kind of citrusy?
Not the volcano candle.
No, the, is it one of the Voluspa candles that's like the...
Oh, the Goji Taroko Orange?
Yes. That one? Yeah. Yes, it's like a cousin of the Goji Taroko Orange. But it just smells a little earthy. There's something about it that I just love the smell. Like, it just... Oh, my God. Like, I looked, I was like, does it come in a room spray? Like, I was ready to order it in any version that it comes in. And it doesn't. It just comes in the candle. But I love this candle.
Okay. Now, can you get it in a... There's something, when I put it in my cart just now, I got a thing saying you may also like the car cologne 3-pack. And I thought, I wonder if it comes in a car cologne.
Oh, maybe
if
so.
If you could put it in your car, just smell it all the time.
That's, and I would. I'm going to tell you, that's how much I like it. Like, it just is such a good clean. There's nothing about it that's florally. No, it doesn't look like it comes in the car cologne.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, I see. They have 5 cents, but it's not. But all those scents sound like they would smell delicious.
Yeah, I think they. So. But if you want a summer candle, I'm just telling you, I feel like there are very few candles that I feel like are universal. This one feels like a universal candle to me.
This is high praise. High praise.
It's really good. So they're my five favorites.
Well, I think you did the 500th episode proud with your
Thank
favorites.
You.
A little
Thank
bit
you.
Of everything.
It was a lot
mix.
Of pressure, but I felt like I just wanted to come through. So y'all, thanks for being here at whatever point in this journey to 500 you jumped in with us.
That's exactly right. I was talking to Ella the other night when they were over here, and she said, Miss Soph, if you could have done anything else, what would you have done?
Mm-hmm.
Like, as far as a job. And I said, I can't imagine doing anything else. I said, but what's so funny about what I do is it wasn't even around when when I was your age, you know, when I was thinking like what the future might be, I would have never known.
No.
I mean, the writing part, yes, but the podcasting part.
The podcasting,
what in the world's that?
No.
And so what a gift to be able to do what we love with people we love.
Truly.
And to be able to do that for so long. It's an enormous privilege. So thank y'all.
It really is. Thank y'all. Thanks for sticking with us. And, you know, we hope to see you here on episode 1000 someday.
She also said, how long do you think you and Melanie will do the podcast? And I said, I have no idea. I said, there's a part of me that thinks we'll be 70 and be like, well, is it time for five favorites?
It's time for five favorites. Listen, that happened to me. Okay, so this goes into, this is what the podcast is going to be in those years. Because after I fell that night when I was icing my ankle, Perry had turned on the news. We never normally watch the national news, but we had turned it on because they were showing all the, like, the Germans and the Scots and everybody loving America. And so we were wanting to watch that. And I'm going to say that the commercials came on, and one was for Dermamend when you've fallen and hurt yourself. And one was for something called Pain Quill, which is for pain. And I was like, oh, not only are we watching the news, we are actually now the target audience for the news.
I have seen commercials watching the World Cup, because I mostly everything I watch sports wise I watch on an app.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I get the same 3 ads that ESPN's running or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But watching the World Cup and watching it like live on national television, I there's just a lot out there I didn't know about in terms of advertised products.
Painful. And I was sitting there with my ankle in a bucket thinking, do I need to get some Painful? So just know we'll be here for episode 1000 and we'll be talking about our grandkids and our Painful.
Listen, and also Ankle in a Bucket is going to be Melanie's memoir about aging. All right. Thanks for being here, y'all.
Talk to y'all later.